702, The Midday Report, Monday to Friday,
12 to 1 p.m.
So yesterday on this show, we spoke to the CEO of SASSA, the Social Grants Administrator. She assured us that the agency has enough money to pay grants.
The state of SASSA is that we continue to get 15 billion rands a month from National Treasury through DSE that is channeled for us to be able to pay all the grants. The grants that are coming to an end are only the grants that is the 350 grant is coming to an end at the first month, and we've already received about 16 billion in relation to that grant. We've already spent about 15.5 billion. When we complete the process, we will have sufficient funds for us to complete the 350 grant. Otherwise, a grant, an ordinary grant, that all grants that we provide are a constitutional right.
But on the ground, the picture's looking very different indeed, with queues of people waiting hours, if not days, in some instances, for payouts. They've been sleeping there overnight. Ati Mtongana, Newsroom Africa reporter, has been out there at SASSA Center speaking to people. She did a special report on this. Have a listen to one of the women she spoke to.
So do you want to tell me Banganango 7? 150 maybe by 5 namhlanje abanegqibi 150 namhlanje. Even if it was you 150, umqalo abanegqibi maybe by 5 at 15. Ngoba noba sizile apa sijiwa yomele imeki. Secondly, ixesha abangalanga inoba bangele ngo 7 kuba nikhona. Abantu bangana ngo 8 nango 9 kuyancokolwa phangaphakathi. Bafuna abantu abazomonitorishwa phangaphakathi. Babona into yobana basebenza kanje kubekho umntu abajongayo phangaphakathi. Kunofana izofota ngaphandle izobasebenzela ngoba ababona phangaphakathi bakwenza ntoni na. Siyasokola apha and abasihoyi kugeza ugeza kwe-security yalapha xa ningekho. Banerespect namhlanje ukuba nikhona. Bakaze abanerespect. You understand?
The voice there of one woman outside a SASSA agency in Cape Town. Let's speak to Ati Mtongana, Newsroom Africa reporter now. Ati, welcome to the Midday Report on 702. I watched your report this morning, and it's just so worrying what's happening out at these SASSA offices. Tell us about what you saw and what people told you.
A very good afternoon to you, Mandy, and thank you so much for having me. Well, the sentiment here is really that they are basically experiencing the fact that most of the SASSA offices in and around Cape Town, in fact, across the country, have really been operating at about 50% capacity. So this means that they don't have enough staff members to process some of the work that needs to be processed in as far as the extension of their social grants and many other queries that they might have and want to basically take up with the office staff members at the various branches. But interestingly, today we also spoke to the regional executive manager, Mr. Matlotuka, and he basically told us that now that they've seen a situation of this nature unfolding where the elderly and people living with disabilities have had to camp at some of these offices overnight, they've implemented various services to try and ensure that they avoid this type of situation. So what they're doing now, they're basically working with the City of Cape Town to try and bring about volunteers that would help these people try to at least maintain social distancing. I'm sure if you've seen some of the pictures and videos online where people have literally been sleeping close to each other, standing in lines close to each other with no social distancing. So those volunteers are going to come in to try and assist with social distancing and try to help with the system of setting up appointments so that people can only come based on the dates that they've been given by the staff members at these offices.
Well, thank you so much for bringing that to our attention, and glad to see there is some kind of movement there, Ati. Ati Mtongana, Newsroom Africa reporter. You really should go and take a look at the report that she did today out of Cape Town and what's really happening on the ground. I'm sure it's not just in Cape Town. It's happening everywhere. Let us know what your experience has been.